To believe the hand-wringing social media posts I scroll past almost every day, this election is the most important in history and one which would make our founding fathers roll in their graves. It's apparent that whatever other cultural decay we've experienced, political and historical hyperbole seem healthy enough. I'm Michael Quinn Sullivan with a reflection on life and liberty. In fact, no election is trivial, and elections in the past were as nasty, if not more nasty, than those today. Every election is the most important because it's the one occurring right now. This is the election in which we can, right now, insert our vision for the future of our republic, as is the next election when it rolls around. Until the political parties get their hands on time machines, the elections of yesteryear and the far future are safely out of their reach for now. I cringe every time a well-intentioned friend makes reference to the decline in the tone of our elections, the devolution of campaigns. Look, it's one thing to remember the past fondly. It's something else to romanticize it irrationally. Let's consider this ongoing invocation of the views of the founding fathers as it relates to the tone of this election. Let's go back to 1798. That's when the father of the country, the man who eschewed partisan politics in our modern mythology, George Washington himself, who said it'd be easier to rub a black rock into white, as it would be, and I'm quoting here, to change the principles of a professed Democrat, and that he will leave nothing unattempted to overturn the government of this country. Wow. 2 years later, in 1800, the Founding Fathers were still running the show. The presidential election that year featured the incumbent John Adams being challenged by Thomas Jefferson. We know those names. The campaign was marked by vicious slander and bitter attacks. Adams' people derided Jefferson as a dangerous atheist, while the Jefferson camp said Adams was a hermaphrodite. Now, if you don't know what that is, trust me, it's not nice. Democrats in 1876 falsely campaigned on the claim that Rutherford B. Hayes had shot his mother while drunk. In 1884, Grover Cleveland was called a lecherous beast and a moral leper by Republicans owing to the fact that he'd fathered a child out of wedlock. And let's not forget the high watermark of political decorum, the 1920 presidential race in which Democrats urged Americans to vote against Republican Warren Harding because he had black ancestors. Look, none of this is to excuse the current election cycle. Only to suggest we might all do well to consider the problem isn't the devolution of campaigning, but the corruption of the human heart. We get so wrapped up in our support of our candidates that we dehumanize our political opponents. When we think of an election as the be-all and end-all of our civilization and life, it warps our view of everything around us. We'd do well to consider the words of the author of Hebrews. Quote, "Let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that's set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God." Yes, this election's important, but it's not more important than the eternal fate of our soul. Yes, the tone of elections could be improved, but they are, like those late-night social media binges, merely a reflection of our collective heart. Rather than hoping for a return to a past that never existed, our current elections and the future of our republic would benefit from more of us fixing our eyes on the steady goal of God's standard. If you like today's podcast, be sure to rate it, leave a review, and encourage your friends to subscribe. The Reflections Podcast is produced by Scorecard Media. I'm Michael Quinn Sullivan. Thanks for listening.